Talk with Dr. Michael Smith, MD. And now, here's the country doctor with a city education, Dr. Mike.
All right, so chocolate lovers out there, do you feel guilty when you eat chocolate? Well, after all, we've been led to believe that it's completely unhealthy. It's fattening, bad for you. Of course, more and more we know that that's not the case. Chocolate does have some good antioxidants and some benefit. The Life Extension Foundation has been talking about chocolate for many years now. Helps with your heart, blood pressure. There's definitely benefits to it. But there was a recent study that actually showed association between eating chocolate and, get this, less body fat. Oh, come on. Is this true? It's just wishful thinking. What do you think? Well, it's actually true. Let's take a look at the study here. According to a paper in the journal Nutrition, so the journal Nutrition in 2013, eating chocolate is associated with less body fat. So this was done in Spain. Scientists conducted a food survey on more than 1,400 adolescents. A lot of chocolate eating going on in that age group. The goal of the study was to evaluate if eating chocolate was associated with a lower BMI, a body mass index. So they looked at these 1,400 kids, adolescents, and they were going to try to see if there was association between chocolate eating and a lower body mass index. They looked at body fat, waist circumference, and physical activity, and they were able to kind of factor the physical activity out. Overall, after taking the physical activity out and kind of making everybody equal, overall, they found that kids who ate higher amounts of chocolate had less central and total body fat. That sounds pretty good. I don't know. What do you think? Well, obviously, I wouldn't be doing my job if I didn't teach you the limitations of this study. It's important for all of us to realize when you hear any headline, whether you like it or not, in this case, you probably like this one, eating chocolate is associated with less body fat. Yay, that sounds awesome. Well, any headline, you always have to remember that there are limitations to the study behind the headline. Every study has limitations and biasness. So whether it's a negative study on supplements or a positive one on eating chocolate and body fat, you always have to remember there are limitations. The limitations here was that they only found a correlation. It wasn't a cause and effect type thing. And they didn't really break down the types of chocolate that the kids were eating. So there's a lot of questions that were left opened at the end of this study. But they did make an interesting relationship. Those eating more chocolate did have less central and total body fat. So what would have been a better study? Well, a better study would have been one that showed what type of chocolate and whether or not eating the chocolate caused the body fat. And guess what? There is a study that shows that. Let me go to this one now. This comes out. This is the headline now of this newer study. Eating chocolate leads to a smaller waist. Sounds pretty good. Normal weight, so here's the study. Normal weight, but obese women. What that means is the women had normal BMIs, but they had excessive body fat. So you can have a normal BMI, but have maybe more fat under your arms, around the breast tissue, around your belly, yet your weight is still okay. So that would be a normal BMI, yet obese as far as what we call fat pads, you know, areas of body where there's fat. So they took women like that. And they ate 100 grams of dark chocolate. So in this study, they were going to control the type of chocolate that was consumed. It was 70% cocoa. That's a good number, by the way. 70% dark chocolate cocoa. That's kind of what you want to see. And they did that per day for just 7 days. Blood work was taken and body fat was measured by a method. That's a common method called an X-ray absorption method called DXA. Okay, so they actually did x-rays in a sense to look at the body fat distribution. These women that were eating 100 grams of dark chocolate, 70% cocoa, right? These women lost fat around their waist, plus they experienced a few other benefits. Levels of HDL cholesterol, the good stuff, increased. Total cholesterol went down, LDL cholesterol went down, and overall triglycerides, which are fat in your blood, went down. That's pretty awesome. They also measured a inflammatory marker called interleukin-1. That also went down. Interleukin-1 is high in chronic inflammation, which is what we don't want. That came down with dark chocolate. So in this study, the dark chocolate, 70% cocoa, 100 grams a day, was able in a very short period of time to bring down some fat, improve some cholesterol numbers, and lower chronic inflammation. Nice study. Remember, this is a small study. You don't draw any conclusions off a small study. We get the on the flip side of this, whenever there's a negative supplement study or a negative chocolate study or whatever, there's these grand conclusions drawn, and we should never do that. That's not right. We don't make grand conclusions about anything in science. We understand as scientists that what we know today could change a little bit tomorrow. That's what science is. We learn and we expand our knowledge. So this is a good study. It shows that dark chocolate, 70% cocoa, could have some benefit. Notice I said could. I'm not drawing any major conclusions from it, but it could have some benefit on losing some fat, improving cholesterol, and lowering chronic inflammation. That is the way you report science. So can you go nuts now and just start eating all the chocolate you want? Well, I don't, you know, I think it means that you can indulge a little bit, right? I think that's okay. I think the key is to understand we need more research, right? Not drawing any major conclusions off these small studies, but we need more research. That's fine. Always remember, even the dark chocolate, that 70% cocoa, is going to be calorie dense. That's important, right? There's still sugar. There's still other types of saturated fats that you may not want. So you have to keep track of how much you're actually eating. Now, 100 grams in that one study, that's a decent amount at one sitting, okay? And they did that every day for 7 days to get the effect, at least in that one study. But that's a decent size candy bar, right, of dark chocolate. So just keep in mind you're getting a lot of those calories as well. One way around all this, right, you could do dark chocolate extracts. Capsules. Now, that doesn't sound as good because I know you want to eat the chocolate, but if you want to get the benefit, how about this? Maybe you have half of that dark chocolate candy bar every other day and you take a capsule of dark chocolate extract every day. Then you're going to get the antioxidants and the flavonoids and some of the other components that are leading to some of the fat loss and some of the improvements in cholesterol and inflammation. How about that? A combination of a little bit of the candy bar, dark chocolate, 70% cocoa, that's the key number, okay? And just do that just on occasion with a dark chocolate extract. That might be a good way to go. That way you can enjoy some of the chocolate as well. I have this report here, how to find healthy chocolate, and I just wanted to confirm 70% cocoa is the key number, and yeah, it looks like it. So most of these, I'm just looking at a summation of a bunch of different websites that I like, WebMD, a few other ones, Food Channel, Life Extension, a few of them in here, and all of them say about 70% cocoa. That's about the right amount of dark chocolate that you wanna eat. Bottom line, hey, it's perfectly fine to eat some chocolate from time to time, right? And newer studies are suggesting that it might actually be good for us. Maybe lose some fat, maybe improve some cholesterol, reduce some inflammation. Why? It's those antioxidants in the dark chocolate. Avoid the milk chocolate, by the way. Milk chocolate that's not what we want to do. Milk chocolate actually has fats in it that can be really bad for you and can counter some of the good compounds from the cocoa. So no milk chocolate. It must be dark chocolate at about 70% cocoa. Have a half of one maybe every other day. And try a dark chocolate extract. I think that's pretty good. So here are some of the benefits I know of now for dark chocolate, right? Fat loss, cholesterol improvement, lowering chronic inflammation, and the original use that we were focusing on Life Extension was blood pressure reduction. Dark chocolate antioxidants can lower that top number anywhere between 6 to 8 points, which is pretty significant for those people dealing with high blood pressure. So that's another good benefit for dark chocolate. So what do you think? Too good to be true? Well, come on, these are small studies. We're not going to draw any major conclusions, but it does look pretty good. You can enjoy some dark chocolate, 70% cocoa on occasion, and consider an extract. Maybe I'll start doing that. This is Healthy Talk on Radio MD. I'm Dr. Mike. Stay well.